Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 4/28/2022. And let me tell you what, for all of you out there, let me just say this. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. And he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. And there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. And I will set on him on high, because he hath known my name. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. That's Psalm 91. That's a good one. And I'm going to tell you what. John 14. Read there what Jesus gives to you as a gift. You can also read also in other places where he gives you in another verse. I believe, what is it, in Matthew, where he's telling you that he's giving you power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the evil one, you see. But you gotta stick with the Lord Jesus. If you do not know Lord Jesus, have him as your personal Savior, then you say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, if you're true, that will be the best deal of the day. That will be the best thing you have ever done in your life. Because no matter where you're at in life, no matter what you've done, how many faces you see at night, all the stuff you did or didn't do or thought about doing, I'm going to tell you what. It may be heinous, but Lord Jesus will come to you and he'll start to wash you clean. And if you have belief on him, then if you were to die, you'll have everlasting life in heaven. You remember in Luke 21, the passage where he talks about, you know, they may put you to death, but not a hair on your head will be, you know, hurt, you see. Read that in Luke 21, King James Version. Read that. I've read it to you so many times over going, now we're going on 18 years. In June, it'll probably be 18 years. You think I've given you enough time to get prepared? You think I've warned you enough and pleaded with you and asked you and exhorted you to be prepared to buy another can of chunky soup? If you'd done nothing else, long about, oh, I don't know, let's just give me... 2 or 3 years in there, let's say 2007, if you'd have bought a can of chunky soup, an extra one, or a can of Progresso, an extra one, once a week. Since 2005, 2006, 2007, or 2004 when I started, If you'd have done that, you'd have a lot of chunky soup stored up. And you could have digested the investment, so to speak, a little better or easier. But now, in this time, this is not the time to quit preparing. Do whatever it is that you can. And if you are not able to do so, then what you say, Lord Jesus, help me. Put me in touch with somebody, Lord Jesus, that will help me to solve my problem, either to get me a different job or to perhaps to trade some of my time to this person who will then in exchange give me some food or, you know, put some food aside for me and my family, who will have an extra box of shotgun shells to defend it. Oh, yes. This is getting really, really, really real now. And everybody, have you ever noticed on TV? All the channels are talking about nuclear war. Well, Putin is threatening nuclear war. Of course, he'll never, ever do that. Ha, ha. Well, you know, at least we don't think he will. Ha, ha, ha. You know, I heard that today, and then I heard Lindsey Graham today say, well, certainly he will not be considering World War III and all-out nuclear war. However, he might just use a nuclear device and explode one on the Ukraine or do a chemical warfare there and then to test us or to back us off, you know. Well, let me tell you what. If one of them goes off anywhere, then you're going to see stuff you ain't going to believe. But everybody thinks it's going to be the blast, you know, the kaboom and everything is annihilated. Well, that could be that, all right? But you could also do, like say you wanted to take America out, and you were old Putin, and this is, let me tell you, I'm not giving him ideas. They already know all this crap. We've been talking about on this thing for years. All they got to do is to send one or two up over Nebraska or western Kansas, explode them in the air, electromagnetic pulse nukes, devices set to generate an electromagnetic pulse, or for the old timers, radio waves that go out and knock out the entire power grid of the United States. And also, this is the thing that's different than a cyber attack that takes it out. The EMP and why they would do it is that it would paralyze almost all of the automobiles, almost all of the trucks, almost all of the buses, planes, and trains, maybe not the trains, in the entire United States. And it would dead duck your car and you would not be able to restart your car. So therefore you'd have to get out of your car. And if you're out on the interstate or on a two lane or in the middle of the road in Ohio, it's going to be awfully difficult. Or Black Rock, North Carolina, Black Mountain, North Carolina, or Poughkeepsie, New York, you know, wherever it might be. And then you're going to find out that the lights ain't on and that they probably will not come back on for 18 months. That's 1 year and another 6 months. And that would be probably the soonest time they could come on. Even though some of the parts and the transformers and the power substation stuff is started under Trump at least a little bit to be put back or to save a little bit. But most all of that technology is no longer made in the United States. It's made in China. Or it's made in Germany or maybe Switzerland. Maybe Siemens makes some in Germany, okay? Or Swiss companies make some. But almost none of it's made in the United States. The transformers, all the stuff. So in 12 months, and this is from congressional testimony, in 12 months of the power grid being down, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. And unless you know Lord Jesus, and are going to go on to heaven, and not a hair of your true head is hurt, you see, then you're probably going to be sucking wind in the fiery lake with the plasma fire burning your butt forever and ever and ever, and looking up at old Lucy's grin and how he got you, you know. But, oh, no. People don't believe it. They do not have ears to hear, eyes to see, and they do not believe the Word of God. They do not read it. They do not understand it. Or they do not take it in and then or accept it. They reject it. So I will say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to prepare methodically using lists. A lot of people are food-oriented. A lot of people out there firearm-oriented. Well, I'm going to have 175 of these, and I understand all of that. And I might have, you know, more than one firearm or golf club, you know, of those different types. Because you got to have availability to get ammo. You might want to have different sidearms, at least, or even rifles that might take different calibers so that you could utilize them as you catch-as-catch-can basis. You know, forage 101, or when the enemy drops theirs and you drop the enemy and they drop theirs, and you can go over and, oh, okay, this fits in mine, okay? So, you may want to think about 9mm. You may want to think about 40 cal. And you may want to also think about 45, but less about 45. It's a good caliber, but you're not going to find the ammo out there that once was out there, because it's no longer necessarily the military caliber. 357 and 38 special. The 357, you got that handgun. You can shoot a 38. Or a 357 mag. So there are things that many of you already know, but there's some out there who don't know. So I'm being basic here. But we got all kind of stuff. If you just went on Drudge, which I'm looking at it right now, nearly half of Israelis fear a second Holocaust is coming. They should, because it's right in the Bible. It's right in the Bible, and you're going to have the Gog-Magog War, which is already aborting right now. And people are betting their hopes on Elon Musk taking over Twitter. Well, you know, if he makes it free speech or better free speech, that's good. At the same time, where do you think the Elon gets his lithium-ion batteries from? Oh, the Red Chinese, yes. Now, let me tell you, continue to prepare methodically from lists. You know, Dare to Prepare, Holly Drennan Dale's book, or another good book, No Such Thing as Doomsday, by Hoag, H-O-A-G, or you can go on sites like Emergency Essentials, or a whole jillion different ones. NitroPak, PAK out of Utah. There's all kinds of them. Or just look up prepper lists, you know, or bug out bag lists, prepper lists. That kind of, you'll get a jillion different things on a search engine. You could also go to standale.com and go to the part where it says Holly's section, or Holly's place, or Holly's information. And she has her old posts up there, used to be up there anyway, before she did her Dare to Prepare books, that tell you about how much food, or this type of food to stock. She has lists of general equipment and tools and things like that, just general items. She has lists of medical supplies and first aid supplies that you should stock, and you should print them off And as you go through, check them off. You know, put a little check mark by them that you've got some of that or what have you. And I can't tell you to use the list because then that allows you to look at the enormity of different items that you might need. And if we're talking about nuclear war, we've talked to you about it, you know, a few weeks ago, and I haven't pushed it since, because most of the gear is not available right now, or is it a time of longer time of getting it. High quality military grade gas mask and gas mask filters, okay? The only ones that I've seen that are in there anymore are out of that Miro, M-I-R-O or something like that. Most of the other suppliers have gone out. Do not get the surplus masks that are up at the Navy, Army, Navy store, or the Russian one that makes you look like a bug, or, you know, something to look, you know, don't get all of that. You need a brand new or very new in the box, possibly surplus item, but not very old. You need something new, still within the newness factor, and you need brand new quality, top quality, total C-burn or NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical, radiation, filters, you see, and multiple ones for each person. If you want to save your dog or your cat or your chimpanzee or whatever it is you got, there are positive air pressure systems that you can put on to a cage or that kind of a thing to protect them. You can also get those for a room of a house if they're still available. Because almost this stuff is now disappearing. How do you keep radios and things with electronics in them from blowing up or getting knocked out by the EMP pulse? Well, some say that you can do the plug-in and they might work pretty good on your household. But you can also do what a lot of people have done in the military for years and in the scientific world, etc. And I was looking at some recently in a magazine. Faraday cage or Faraday box. Faraday, F-A-R-A-D-A-Y. Faraday cage box, which protects electrical or electronic equipment from EMP pulses. You can take a closet, you see. You can take a closet and put thick aluminum foil inside all of the closet. I mean, just, you know, thick and layer after layer and put it, and then put it over the outside door. You could do that. You could get a galvanized trash can, the metal trash can, brand new, with a tight fitting lid, and then go in there and you can put a little piece of cardboard on the bottom. Put some cardboard in there and lay your stuff on that. Maybe with a wool coverlet, or put a layer of cardboard in between this one and stack it up. And then put the lid on tight and put it somewhere out of the way. But we need to start thinking about these things pretty quick here, and we need to have plans. Now, I was asked a question, well, Hawk, how far is it that I need to be away from a nuclear blast? Well, you see, it depends on the type of blast, all right? And let's see, let me see, go to, if Brother Quayle still got this on his site, I think he does. Let me just go to Steve Quayle, Quayle.com. And let's see here, where you can scroll down, and if you're looking for it, you'll see you'll listen to Hawk Radio, all right? Let's see if he still has it here. He used to have a thing where it said, if you clicked on it, you could look and see where to be in a nuclear blast or what happens outside of a certain level or distance, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know if I'm not necessarily finding it right at this minute. That's not like it's not there. But you could also go to Cresson Kearney's, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Kearney, K-E-A-R, N-E-Y or something close to that, Cresson Kearney's How to Survive Nuclear War. And you can download a PDF of that from several different places for free on the internet, okay, for free. Kress and Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War. There's two versions, an earlier one and I think a 1987 version. Get the latest one you can get and then do it. And then if you get a ream of paper or something, then print the doggone thing out. Put it in, you know, in a book form and in a plastic sleeve. So anyway, that is the key to learning about this stuff. I do not see this like it used to be anyway. I don't see it up there at this point. But he used to have a thing where he showed all of the different what would happen at such and such a distance from the blast. But it doesn't have to be, as I've said, the full all-out blast, okay? It could be the EMP knockout. It could be a tactical nuclear weapon that is targeted to a certain battlefield or city. And that, you see, is an interesting thing in and of itself. That might be in a certain area. You may not be close to it. However, you may find that you get, if it is a blast, you know, where it's exploded close to the ground or on the ground or whatever, just, you know, where it's generating all kind of radiation and fallout, it could be that you're going to catch the fallout from the prevailing winds. Now, if you look into the books, No Such Thing as Doomsday, or Holly Drennedale, Dare to Prepare, or different things, what to do in case of a nuclear war, Kress and Carney's book, if you start to read that, you'll start to understand about protection factors. And if you know that it could knock out all the modern automobiles and that when you try to leave, you can't get anywhere because the car won't start, and or if it did start, even if you had like something, you had an original engine 283 1957 Chevy that still had the, you know, the points, plugs, generator, and rotor cap, and all the distributor and all that, and not the electronic ignition, which very few people have that kind of stuff. But if you did have that, or you had a Model A or something, you know, it might start. But the fact is that the roads would be choked and filled with everybody's Cadillacs and SUVs and Toyotas and, you know, Lexus and whatever it is you got out there, F-150s, Silverados, whatever you got, Rams, whatever you got, they're going to be sitting right where they died. Now, even if you were clever and you had an extra Faraday box or cage in the truck and you got new electronic ignition out or something, you were able to get it started, you're in traffic. How would you get down the road without having a bulldozer? An older bulldozer with the manual start and controls and the old diesel and glow plug and all of that, not this modern kind of stuff where, you know, it's got computerized this and that and the other. If you didn't have a bulldozer or an excavator or something to knock them off the road and to clear a path, then how the heck would you get there? There are some things to think about. Having known people who were of errant youth types used to be called riding the rails. And then it just depends whether you want to do that, and I don't advocate it, but it is a possibility. I used to know people that would go up to a siding, you know, like a cross, not a siding, but a railroad crossing where the you come up to it and where you're even at the top with the rails themselves. They would back the car up, they would let the air out of the tires some, okay, and they would get them onto the rails carefully, and they would just put the car in drive or whatever and drive down the railroad track. Now, they happen to know in certain areas where I knew some of these people that did this, they happen to know there might only be one or two trains a day, and that that never really varied. Because maybe it was a side, it was an old spur line or something like that, and maybe only one train came through at a certain time in the morning or day or night or whatever. So they would be out there, and they might have a alcoholic beverage or something, and they would just cruise the rails, okay? Very interesting thing, but that is a possibility that in the event of a nuclear event and you still had a car that started, you had a, I don't know, a 52 DeSoto or, you know, whatever it is you got, you see, or you had ability to get it started or a VW Bug or an old one or whatever it might be, you might be able to get something and ride the rails a bit and see where you're going. I would also tell you that maybe some of these e-bikes might not work, the electric bikes, because they got a component to them, but a motorcycle might, an older motorcycle might. The Rokus, different stuff, but if nothing else, make sure you got a bicycle, all right? Make sure you got a bicycle, too, because there's going to be an awful lot of walking. But in the midst of walking, when you're going to have everybody in the country, when the power grid goes out and there's no way of knowing and it don't come back on, the smart boys are going to head to the grocery store or to the drugstore or to the Home Depot or to the parts store, whatever it is. You see, the gasoline station or whatever, you know? And they're going to try to strip everything they can at the time. Now, who in this country is the most organized? Well, one of the most organized groups is street gangs. Okay? Another organized group is the U.S. military. Other organized groups are police or sheriff's departments, okay, or state troopers. Now, there are also other organized groups that might participate, and you might laugh, but perhaps the Girl Scouts might get involved in, you know, in a hierarchy of preparedness or forage 101 when the time comes. Or the Boy Scouts or whatever. And organization is a good thing in certain degrees, but you can have a band of the hand. You know, you got five on one hand and five on another. Unless you're an alien or one of the hybrids, you got six fingers. You're a six-fingered Samuel, okay? So, in the midst of all of this, and, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've got 333,000 and some and 33 foreclosures on homes and properties and businesses, okay, that are starting. Joe Biden wants to send $33 billion to the Ukraine of your taxpayers' money. And the Dow closed today, let's look at it, 33,916.39. It's just amazing where this 33, the 33rd degree, starts to show up. And what is the motto, they say, of the 33rd degree of Scottish Rite Masonry? Ordo ab tail. Out of the chaos comes the order, okay? And they say that when you come out of the whole thing successfully in their ritual, that you look up there in D.C. in the temple and up in the top of the building, you look up and you see the picture of Albert Pike. There's one Civil War general that had a renegade-type cavalry unit. Pike spoke at least 12 languages or something like that. He had the long hair and the long beard. And he had a irregular cavalry, which was included every type of person, race, color, creed. Not creed so much, but everybody who wanted to ride hard and behead people and kill them as they went and take everything they had. Pike's cavalry allegedly was disbanded by Jefferson Davis because it was too brutal. Okay? But you look up and you see Pike, and then Pike is the one who talked about, you know, let it be told to, you know, those of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degree that the God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer the Lightbringer. Or you read what Pike had to say, and that was out of his book Morals and Dogma, which is in every Blue Lodge and every lodge in the country. Morals and Dogma, you can read it right in there. It used to be on page 312 in certain editions, but I don't know what edition you might have, so I don't know what page it might be on. But Pike also, as the head of Freemasonry, wrote a letter to, you know, Giuseppe Mazzini describing the coming three world wars in 1871. They had it planned in 1871. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Asian tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the modern Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And then Pike says, we shall then unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. And then everywhere, Pike says, the citizens obliged to defend themselves, did you hear that, against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, Pike says, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, according to Pike, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation, Pike is talking about, of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what Albert Pike wrote as the head of Freemasonry to Giuseppe Mazzini, the head of the European Freemasonry. It was the Altadena or something like that in Italy, but that's, it was basically the head of European Freemasonry. So, we're at a point here where they've been planning this for a long time. And then we're also at a point where Lord Jesus tells you in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And he also tells you and starts to go into even deeper things into Revelations, where he gave, Lord Jesus gave revelations to John of Patmos. But in the midst of all this first quarter negative GDP, and probably going to be a second quarter of it, which would put you in a recession, and if that don't work, then you're going to make sure that the Federal Reserve will tighten all the interest rates and throw you into one and bleed everybody dry except them who own their stock. Because they're going to get then the high interest rates for any kind of money they create. When yet it was in the Constitution, it said Congress has the power to, you know, create and value money, you know. But they delegated that or abdicated that to the private corporation, the Federal Reserve Bank. So it's going to be quite interesting. It's going to be quite interesting, you see. And it's not going to be any amount of fun. Any amount of fun. But I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And then, yes, Brother Will, I agree. I was going to talk about this, as a matter of fact. Up at Steve Quayle's site, let's say if it's not going to be an EMP just necessarily, but it's also possibly going to be where they're going to hit other locations that are military or strategic, like perhaps oil refineries and that kind of stuff. Up at Steve Quayle, there's locations in the U.S., stevequayle.com, go down the stories today, location in the U.S. that should avoid at all cost of a nuclear war with Russia erupts, or with Red China erupts. Because, you see, it's really interesting how the Red Chinese are sitting back, and then they've got NATO and the U.S. going against Russia, and they would like to see that happen. And then they could take over and come in and pick up the pieces, all in a wonderful Red Chinese hands across the water, you see, is to come to America. Oh, yes. Well, anyway, location of the U.S. should avoid at all costs of a nuclear war with Russia erupts. April 27th, it's the Economic Collapse blog.com. The Economic Collapse blog.com. All one word. Michael Snyder. And he's got all kind of maps there. And this is what I was trying to say. You could go, you used to go to Steve's thing and you could look up your zip code. But anyway, it says at the top of the list would be all the military facilities in the U.S. where our nuclear weapons are located. Naval Base Kitsap in Washington, Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana, Nellis Air Force Base, Nevada, Warren Air Force Base, Colorado, Wyoming, and Minot Air Force Base, North Dakota. Okay. Also, the Pantex plant, which we've talked about, and my old buddy who lives out that way in Texas, tell me what you're seeing out there or hearing about it, because I saw that there was a loony, one of those loony balloons, popped up yesterday for a good person who's watching that for me, one of them, and they're out at Amarillo, Texas. But the Pantex plant, Whiteman Air Force Base, which is in Knobnuster, Missouri. That's where the B-2s fly out of. Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, where we had some B-52s leave from a week or so ago and went to Europe. All right. And then if you look at the radiation detectors going off all over in Italy and in different parts of Europe and different sections of the United States, there's a whole lot of nuclear weapons being moved into that theater over there. And being put on the B-52s or the B-1s or the B-2s, perhaps, are being put on the naval vessels in missiles and what have you that can launch, you know, real quick, lickety-split, you know, from the Med or from the Black Sea or from the Pacific or Atlantic or wherever, or the North Sea. So Naval Submarine Base in Georgia, also included in that. So those are where nuclear weapons are stored. There's other places, no doubt, but there's about 400 active nuclear missile sites that are ready to launch a few seconds notice in Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Colorado, Nebraska. And then the thing, he says, they're located on bison preserves, Indian reservations. They sit across from a national forest, behind a rodeo grandstand, down the road from a one-room schoolhouse, and on dozens of private farms, like the ones belonging to the butchers, who have lived 60 years with a nuclear missile on their closest neighbor. And then they've got maps, all the different Air Force bases. And there's other nukes that are in different places, tacticals and stuff, I guarantee you. There's other places in Europe that have them, and England has it, you know, the different bases there. And I think that a whole lot of them just might have shown up in Sigonella, our base Sigonella in Italy. But meanwhile, while this is going, we're being stripped of our armament and sent over there. Big Red One's over there. 82nd Airborne's over there. A large portion of the 101st Airborne and Task Force 160 over there. And then you see over here, what do we got? We're going to have 18,000 illegal migrants or aliens coming in every day here pretty quick. And they're already coming in by the bushel load. And some of them are Red Chinese. Some of them are Middle Eastern types that are on the terror watch list. So, and then you have whole truckloads of them in camouflage gear. It's just quite interesting, isn't it? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what's going on here. Here's something very interesting. And I found this out from different veterans, some of which were like in the VA system, and they're from Vietnam era or some a little bit later, you know, in other wars, still ongoing in some places, Middle Eastern wars, but from Vietnam, and some of them have been on the VA's books, you know, as far as receiving health benefits and going to the doctor and getting their, you know, medications and different health issues taken care of at the VA. And they do that by acts of Congress that are laws, okay? And those people have been in the system, you know, since the 60s or 70s, or there's a few left from the Korean War, obviously, and from a few from World War II. And then also the Gulf Wars and all of this in between. So they've been on the books with their DD-214s, which is their proof of where they served and all of that, and the discharge, their military records, their Social Security number, or their military number, or their driver's license, or, you know, whatever. They've got all that information has already been on the books and in the computers of the VA. And then all of a sudden, recently here, people are there being told that you have to do ID me. We have to prove that you are who you are, who you're not, or you are, you ain't, okay? And then you've got to give us all this information, including your bank account. And we'd also like to know your mother's maiden name and the name of your pet dog in high school, or and your family, your close family members, where they live, all of the different stuff that would enable somebody to hack your entire life or to take your money or to come in and take your house or whatever it is. And then not only that, you have to provide this to them. And some of these vets have done that 2 and 3 and 4 times. And then they still say, well, we can't ID you. It's not in the computer. Well, you're not going to be able to get any treatment for your illness or to get your medication or, you know, you're not going to have any VA benefits unless you do it. So then they bully them into it, and then they're supposed to go and do a Zoom pictograph thing where they're on the Zoom, but nobody knows. They say, well, who are you? You want to see my face on the Zoom, but I can't see your face on the Zoom, and I don't know who you are. And is that voice of yours, is that your voice, or is that an artificial intelligence voice? Now, why am I talking about this? Because this company allegedly is called Anomaly 6. It's always got the 6 in there, doesn't it? Anomaly 6. Anomaly 6, okay? And Anomaly 6 was started by allegedly 2 individuals who were in the military intelligence or the DIA or the CIA or the NSA or the EIEIO, but they never say who these 2 people are. and they've started this ID.me deal or something, allegedly called Anomaly 6. And they're the ones that are behind it. Now, it's been alleged and rumored by some in the intelligence agencies that when they provided all that information, they went to pay a bill out of their bank account for like $180, and then all of a sudden they had a large account, $1,800 or $18,000, or all of their money disappeared. Now, that's an interesting thing in and of itself. But there's also rumors and stuff, and if you're in this community, if you had trouble with this stuff with the VA or in getting a job, some people are having to do this to get jobs in defense or, in different places, all right, or in other corporations. Then you have to do the Zoom. Well, what does the Zoom give them? It gives them your facial recognition. It gives them your eyes and irises, and gives you your, they'll be able to see the top of your hands and the vein pattern, which is just as good, if not better, as a fingerprint. They can see your vein pattern from a satellite from space. Got your hands out. But they're also going to get your voice. And they'll ask you a whole lot of different questions to make sure that you enunciate and you speak all these different words enough to give a complete voice pattern recognition, so that down at old Fort Huachuca, they could hear you on a telephone, or in the Puzzle Palace, or in Beijing, or Shanghai, or Ballyhie, or wherever. They could identify you, or, here's the other portion, they can take your voice, and they can do a fake usage of that in a fake video or something to tag you as having done something you really never did, nor were you even there near it. So, this is the key of what they're doing, and there's also alleged rumor that they are tracking 3 billion devices. Thank you there, Tuwit. Thank you. And U.S. surveillance firm that tracks roughly 3 billion devices, in other words, phones, etc., in real time. Now, there is securityfairs.co. If you get The Intercept, or can get to that. There's stories about them. And I first heard about this type of thing back in about 2003 when there was somebody bragging, as these Anomaly 6 people bragged, that they've hacked into the CIA and hacked into the NSA and hacked into different U.S. military intelligence divisions and hacked in all of this stuff. But they brag about it, how they did it, how they're tracking people even in the CIA. Well, somebody ought to find out where these sons of bucks live, where the two so-called live, or who they are, and maybe they ought to just sneak up behind them and surveil them a little bit, you know? Maybe they ought to surveil them when they get on their throne in the morning. Maybe they ought to surveil them when they go to the grocery store, you see. Because these people, years ago, somebody used the phrase un anello. One ring. Dealing with certain group of people in the intelligence world. One ring, you see. And that identified a group of Luciferian scumbag. And some of them affiliated with the Red Chinese and the New World Order bankers. And they're the ones that want to put you on the street prostrate and kowtow to that Shanghai policeman. You bad American, you must kowtow to Chinese policemen who come here now to save you since Russia explode nuclear device and take out your power grid. I'm talking pidgin English for an effect. Talking to it for an effect. Because I'm going to tell you what, if this Anomaly 6 people are doing that, they're going to try to control everything, and it's going to go into the red Chinese type social system, you see, where you get rated. And if you have a rating, you can't even leave your house. And we will feed you insects and worms, and you must eat that while we eat filet mignon and good pork steaks and tenderloins and fabulous chicken. But you must eat bugs, you see. No good Yankee dogs, you must eat bugs. Well, I don't think so. You better get you another can of chunky soup or Progresso soup. You better go out and get some long-term storage food. And you can get long-term storage food, freeze-dried beef, pork, chicken, fish. You can get that. You can also go to Yoder's canned bacon, Yoder's canned beef, or other brands of the same thing that will last and have a shelf life of years and years and years. So you better get ready. And I'm going to tell you, if you're out there and there's a whole lot of people that are in trouble with this in the VA system, and you know what? A lot of them are the special ops guys or the intelligence guys or the signal intelligence guys or old radio operators or people that were somewhere that was top secret and above top secret. And they also allegedly, they're the ones that were involved with the Red Chinese stealing all of the military, all of the intelligence agency personnel records, all of the U.S. government personnel records, which has all of your stuff on it, including in the intelligence world, they stole the classified stuff, has every mission you got or did, every throat you slit, everybody you threw out of a helicopter at, 10,000 feet, whatever it is you did, or if you stole the crown jewels of England, all of that, they know it. They know what it is. And what they're doing is they're snake in the grass, Luciferian scumbag, Red Chinese affiliated, and with also other enemy agencies or enemies that I would say are New World Order. Enemies who want to subjugate this entire world. If you're tracking 3 billion devices in real time, then you're a piece of crap. And you're not about saving America. Because William Binney, who invented your ability to do it, said that he had did his deal to where he could track the terrorists, not tracking the entire forest. So I'm going to tell you what. If you're in that business, you start to look for these guys. You look up for Anomaly 6 and go find them and surveil them. And I would not give them anything. They won't show their faces on the Zoom. They won't tell you their name. And it's alleged that they're using artificial intelligence. And they store all this crap out, apparently, in the big storage area, computer storage area in Utah. Well, no wonder there ain't no, water in any of the Western things out there. Because they're probably taking it all to keep the coolness of the computers in the desert out there. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, look after them and be assured that we're marching down a road to drought. We've already got major drought, the food supply. I mean, if you just look at all these different companies, and there's only 10 companies that own almost all the other food corporations and preparation companies. The types like Nestle's and Unilever and Coca-Cola and various ones of all different names and such. General Foods, General Mills, all the different things. the other companies, okay? Right down to the meat packer in your town or the chicken guy over in your chicken plant in Arkansas or Georgia or wherever. Or Iowa beef or whatever it might be. And they're going to get you eating bugs while they feast on the best choice meats and plants and crops. They're going to starve you out because they need to kill. They need to kill about 70, 80, 90% of people on the earth to get down to 500 million. Planet Earth, no more than 500 million. Georgia Guidestones. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. I hope you do. Anything is most needed or welcome. Send me a card, send me a letter. Could be Federal Reserve notes, little silver, little gold, whatever it might be, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle has got all kinds of books, DVDs, all of the stuff, and he can also get you high quality night vision gear. You don't have the ability to do that, then get something smaller, but Steve will get you the very best. He's got that. If you're able to get it or afford it, he's also got excellent quality radiation detectors, which you may need here pretty quick. Call him up, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Steve also has got availability, usually on hand, of gold and silver and platinum. And he would tell you, get your food preps done first. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your home, your family, your business, Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology tonight to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and of the true America of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaFleur, Mickey, maybe you're great on the 338. Good afternoon. But you're also the best I know. At least five. Road and track, little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you. And you get strong, and you learn your martial arts, but learn your math, and your science, your English, history. All of the subjects that you need to do. Learn to read. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil.